Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and you're listening to Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What Will I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. Trellis HIV and Community Care is gearing up for their 2024 Taste for Life fundraiser. Taste for Life was started in Ottawa in 1999 to support people living with HIV, and Trellis HIV and Community Care, located in Kingston, has been a longtime participant. Trellis has been a fixture in the Kingston community since the late 1980s, beginning as the Kingston AIDS Project. Trellis provides stigma-free education, harm reduction, and support services across Kingston and southeastern Ontario. This year, three restaurants in Kingston's downtown core, Shea Piggy, River Mill, and Mango, will be donating up to 25% of sales on the evening of April 17th to support the services and programs offered at Trellis HIV and Community Care. I sat down with Michael Yu, chair of the Funds Development Committee at Trellis, to chat about this year's Taste for Life fundraiser. To start us off, I was wondering if you'd like to introduce yourself and share a bit about Trellis HIV and Community Care.
Sure. My name is Michael, and I've been a board member at Trellis for the past 6 years, and it's been such an amazing time. Like you, I graduated from Queen's 2 years ago, and I'm starting my master's degree at Harvard Medical School in the fall. I am an avid Mariah Carey fan, and I am the older brother of three wonderful younger siblings. So enough about me. So to give you a little bit about the work that we do at Trellis. So Trellis HIV has so many different services that we offer to the community, most of which are centered towards HIV care and harm reduction. So we have services at our main office on Princess Street, 844A, and we have like a drop-in space. We offer STI quick testing and a bunch of different supports for underserved individuals in our community. And then we also have operations at the Integrated Care Hub, ICH, on Montreal Street. And there we also have a drop-in space and also offer harm reduction supplies and just a place of community for individuals who are marginalized within our community. And if anyone listening is interested in learning more about our programs and services, definitely visit trellishiv.ca for more information.
Amazing, yeah. And on April 17th, you have your Taste for Life fundraiser coming up. I was wondering if you could give our listeners the scoop and share a little bit about what they can expect on Wednesday.
Sure. So A Taste for Life is a national event that's been running for many, many years. Many years, like nationally, but also in our Kingston community. And essentially, it's a partnership with local restaurant partners. So this year, we have three restaurants that are participating. So there is Shea Piggy, River Mill, and Mango Restaurant, all in sort of the downtown Kingston-ish area. And essentially, these restaurants have agreed to donate up to 25% of their sales on the evening of April 17th, just to support the HIV care and harm reduction initiatives at Trellis. And at each restaurant, we have people from our organization or volunteers that will be there to answer any questions that you may have about our organization and the work that we do. But yeah, it's just a very, very exciting local fundraiser that we're doing in our community. And yeah, I hope everybody comes out to support the kind of work, just to support the fundraiser and the work that we do.
Awesome. And the restaurants for this year, are these longtime partners or first-time supporters? Or
so a mix of both. I do, to my knowledge, Shea Piggy and River Mill have partnered with us in the past. I do think that Mango Restaurant is a new partner. So shout out to the management at Mango for partnering with us this year. It's fabulous. These are restaurants that have supported us in the past, and we have, they're great restaurants. I've been to all of them, I believe. So they're just fantastic places to eat and to have dinner and just to go out with your family or your friends.
Amazing. And I believe you have designated hosts with your organization at each restaurant. I was wondering if you could run through those for us.
Yes, that's correct. So at Shea Piggy, we have a Trellis volunteer. Her name is Grace Jones. She's absolutely wonderful. She has been working/associated with our organization for many, many years. in the past, and she has graciously agreed to host at Chez Piggy this year. So that's her host at Chez Piggy. At River Mill, we have two of our board members, Cam Naish and Josh Roy, both of which I work with on a monthly basis. They're absolutely wonderful. So they will be hosting at River Mill. And then we have Diane Kiernan, who is a cellist staff, who will be hosting at Mango. She's absolutely fabulous. I've partnered with her throughout this whole process of organizing A Taste for Life this year. So she will be at Mango Restaurant hosting the fundraiser at that establishment.
Amazing. And I mean, you've been preparing this for quite a few months. How has it been leading up to the day?
It's been very exciting, and the support has been absolutely overwhelming. So this is my first time chairing the Funds Development Committee at Trellis. And just the support from the staff and our executive director, Jill, and the board has been absolutely fantastic. I just love being in such a positive environment and working with people that are confident and are able to just give it their all to really make this fundraiser a success.
That's great. Yeah. And how can folks attend the fundraiser and contribute whether they're there or not on that night?
Sure. So you can call either Chez Piggy, River Mill, or Mango to make a reservation on the evening of April 17th. Or, of course, you can just show up, like if it's the last minute spontaneous things, as life is exciting that way. You can have a spontaneous dinner with your friends or your family, just going out on April 17th that evening. You can just walk into the restaurant, and if they have space for you at a table or at the bar, you can definitely have a fantastic evening and do something great for our community in a indirect way, because you're just having dinner and it's just such an easy way to have a meal and also give back to the community at the same time.
Perfect. So be sure to get out for dinner on Wednesday, April 17th. And thank you very much for sitting down with me today.
Oh, thank you so much, Christina. The pleasure is mine.
Once again, to participate in this year's A Taste for Life fundraiser, be sure to reserve a table at Chez Piggy, River Mill, or Mango for dinner on April 17th. To reserve a table at Chez Piggy, call 613-549-7673. To reserve a table at River Mill, call 613-549-5759. And finally, to reserve a table at Mango, call 613-549-3815. For more information about this fundraiser, you can also visit atasteforlife.org/Kingston. You can also make a monetary donation or learn more about Trellis at trellishiv.ca/donate. Kingston Health Sciences Center looking to boost volunteer ranks back to pre-pandemic numbers. Today marks the beginning of National Volunteer Week, and Kingston Health Sciences Center is putting the call out to the community in hopes of attracting new or returning volunteers who are interested in making a difference in the lives of patients and families. Prior to the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, KHSC had more than 800 volunteers. Now that number sits at approximately 360. Alan Archer, Director, Workforce Planning and Labor Relations at KHSC, states, quote, "We needed to ramp down many of our volunteer programs in the early days of the pandemic to reduce the number of people inside the hospital. As life is now returning to normal, we're looking to ramp our programs back up. We are currently seeking people in the community who are interested in making KHSC a warmer place for everyone who enters our sites to receive care," end quote. Volunteers are highly valued members of the healthcare team at KHSC, and they play a vital role in helping to improve the patient experience and complement the high standard of patient care provided by staff and physicians. Archer states, quote, "KHSC volunteers support patients and family members throughout their healthcare journey and enhance each step of the patient experience. The sharing of time, skills, empathy, and creativity is vital to the inclusivity, strength, and well-being of our community," end quote. Individuals who are interested in volunteering can choose from a variety of roles, including direct patient support roles, where volunteers can spend time with patients, sharing hobbies or interests such as playing music, reading together, doing puzzles and crafts, or simply going for a walk. These volunteers are guided by a genuine desire to best meet the needs of the individuals they are engaging with. Sometimes they simply provide a warm blanket or sit quietly with an individual while their family takes a break. Liaison and information roles. These volunteers provide support by playing a critical role, helping people get where they need to go. Their objective is to be of assistance by providing directions, walking with someone to where they need to be, or calling for information or assistance on their behalf, making the hospital a more welcoming environment. Tuck shop, gift shop, and lottery booth roles. These roles are ideal for individuals who enjoy meeting new people, helping them find the perfect gift, making small talk, and providing a listening ear, in addition to a cup of coffee or lotto ticket. Not only do they help provide this vital service, but the profits raised from these businesses are donated back to the hospital to enhance patient care. Archer states, quote, volunteer roles are determined based on the individual's skills, experience, talents, and availability. We appreciate that people have busy lives, and we offer flexible scheduling, including weekday, evening, and weekend options. That can vary anywhere from 1 to 4 hours weekly, depending on the needs of the program, end quote. Gananoque resident Penny Huntley says her volunteer role at KHSC has been a fulfilling way to help make a difference in the lives of others. She stated, quote, when I retired, I needed to find a sense of purpose that my previous career as a teacher had once provided. And it was initially decided that volunteering on the pediatric floor would be a great fit for me. Sometimes I would read stories and play games with children. Other times I'd go for walks or do crafts. I was just there to offer some extra interaction with the children and a break to parents who might need it. Recently, I've returned to working as a part-time supply teacher, and my volunteer role has shifted to making appointment reminder calls to patients. The people in the dermatology department that I work with have been so incredibly understanding and flexible with my volunteering schedule, and have been very accommodating in allowing me to work around my supply teaching needs. This has helped make volunteering at KHSC a very rewarding experience that has allowed me to give back to our community in a very satisfying way, end quote. KHSC has refined its application and orientation process to make the experience easier for interested individuals. To learn more about KHSC volunteer opportunities or to sign up for a virtual information session, you can visit kingstonhsc.ca/workingandvolunteering or call 613-548-2359. In a message from the City of Kingston, #WasteNotYGK Giveaway Day is April 20th. Saturday, April 20th is the first giveaway day of 2024, the day you can put out reusable items you no longer want for your neighbors who might like them. Adam Mueller, Supervisor of Solid Waste Disposal, states, quote, giveaway days are an effective and unique way to reduce waste in Kingston. When you pick up secondhand items, you not only save them from the landfill, you also reduce the waste associated with packaging and the greenhouse gas emissions associated with manufacturing new goods. Giving away items also helps community members save money. Share pictures of your giveaway day items on Instagram or X at #WasteNotYGK. Giveaway Day Guidelines. Only set out appropriate items that you know someone else might want. Appropriate items include books, CDs, DVDs, furniture and small appliances, electronics, construction materials, kitchen gadgets, dishes, cutlery, pots and pans, and yes, unwanted gifts. The Consumer Product Safety Bureau of Health Canada advises that these items should not be given away or picked up. Baby walkers, cribs, car seats, strollers, playpens, bath seats, mattresses, blinds, and toys. How to put items out. Place items at the curb in front of your home. Place stickers or signs on the items with the word free. Ensure any items that you do not want taken are kept away from items placed at the curb. At the end of the day, bring any uncollected items back into your home. The city will not collect unwanted items left at the curb. Consider donating them to a local charity. How to pick items up. Respect others' property, do not walk on lawns or gardens. Take only the items that are marked free and placed at the curb. Don't leave previously picked up items on the curb at other people's properties. Find the guidelines at cityofkingston.ca/giveaway. That wraps up our headlines for this evening, and next up, I'm throwing it to Jesse Bell with our CFRC Sports Desk for this evening.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk with your sports report for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. The WNBA held its annual rookie draft on Monday, April 15th, and it proved to be the most watched draft in WNBA history. Much of the buzz is attributed to the first overall draft pick, Caitlin Clark, who set an NCAA scoring record with 3,951 points over the course of her career with the Iowa Hawkeyes. She was drafted first overall by the Indiana Fever. The Washington Mystics used their 6th overall pick to select Kingston product Aaliyah Edwards. Edwards played high school basketball for the Frontenac Falcons and had a successful career with the University of Connecticut, being a 2-time All-Big East first team selection. The WNBA season is scheduled to tip off on Tuesday, May 14th. Moving down to the National Hockey League, let's take a look at the first round matchups for the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Dallas Stars will take on the LA Kings, the Winnipeg Jets will be playing the Colorado Avalanche, the Vancouver Canucks will be taking on the Nashville Predators, the Edmonton Oilers will be playing the Vegas Golden Knights. That is the Western Conference slate of first round playoff matchups. Moving to the East, the Carolina Hurricanes will be playing the New York Islanders, the New York Rangers will be playing the Washington Capitals, the Florida Panthers will be playing the Tampa Bay Lightning, and in a fascinating rematch of playoffs past, the Boston Bruins will be taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Stanley Cup playoffs are scheduled to begin on Saturday, April 20th, and one thing is for sure, it will be a very eventful first-round slate of matchups. This concludes your sports report for Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all a wonderful week.
Hello and welcome to Campus Corner. My name is Erica Singh and here are your campus news headlines. Queen's top earners for the year 2023 have been revealed, with the highest paid employees receiving six-figure salaries. The Ontario Sunshine List was published on March 28th and showcases salaries over $100,000, indicating an average of an 8.5% raise across the university among budget cuts. Here are some notable changes. Jane Philpott, the Dean of the Faculty of Health Sciences, earned $546,053. Elspeth Murray, the Director for the Center of Entrepreneurship, Innovation and Social Impact, earned $512,348. Wanda Costin, the Dean of the Smith School of Business, earned $479,578. The principal, Patrick Deegan, earned $418,577. And Jim Hamilton, the director of the Graduate Diploma in Business, earned $401,884. Next, Kingston was abuzz with excitement as it anticipated the arrival of 500,000 tourists for the total solar eclipse on April 8th. Queens, in collaboration with the City of Kingston, took proactive measures to ensure the safety and enjoyment of residents and visitors during this rare celestial event. Preparations began over 2 years ago when the Queen's Eclipse Task Force was established, with the aim of educating the public about the eclipse and distributing eclipse-safe glasses. Led by Robert Nobel, head of the Department of Physics, Engineering, and Physics Astronomy, the task force organized educational sessions in schools and distributed over 100,000 certified eclipse glasses to students and residents. On the day of the eclipse, volunteers stationed across the city ensured the safety of viewers and distributed additional glasses. Nobel emphasized the importance of using certified glasses to prevent eye damage, cautioning against looking directly at the sun's rays, even during the eclipse. The eclipse presented an opportunity for Queens to engage with the community with a focus on inclusivity. Glasses were provided to community organizations serving vulnerable populations, and apps were recommended for blind and low vision individuals to experience the eclipse through sound and vibrations. Next, Queens has announced the appointment of Gordon E. Smith as the director of the Isabel Bader Center for a two-year term starting July 1, 2024. Dr. Smith, who is a professor in the Dance School of Drama and Music, has served as the interim director of the Isabel for the past 2 years. During his tenure, he has played a pivotal role in planning the 10th anniversary session of the Isabel and has championed initiatives focused on indigenization, equity, diversity, inclusion, and accessibility in its programming and operations. With a background in ethnomusicology, Dr. Smith brings a wealth of administrative experience into his new role. He has held various leadership positions within the Faculty of Arts and Science, including Vice Dean, Interim Dean, Associate Dean, and Director of the School of Music. His current research focuses on music and intersectional cultural and social practices in the Mi'kmaq communities in Cape Breton. Dr. Smith holds a Bachelor of Arts, Master of Arts, and a PhD in Musicology from the University of Toronto, as well as an ARCT Diploma in Piano Performance. That's all for me today. Thank you so much. Now over to the weather. For a CFRC weather report, tonight we're expecting periods of rain with wind up to 20 kilometers an hour gusting to 40 with a low of 7. Tomorrow, Thursday, April 18th, we're expecting rain ending late in the afternoon and then cloudy with a 60% chance of showers or drizzle, around 10 to 15 millimeters. Winds blowing up to 20 kilometers becoming light near noon with a high of 13. Thursday night, we're expecting it to be cloudy with a low of 6. Friday, April 19th, we're expecting showers with a high of 11 and cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers at night with a low of plus 2. On Saturday, April 20th, we're expecting clouds with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 8. Saturday night, we're expecting clear skies with a low of minus 1. Sunday, April 21st, we're expecting sunny skies with a high of 10. At night, we're expecting clear skies with a low of 0. And with that, that wraps up our CFRC weather report. Coming up next is our CFRC traffic report.
Now for your CFRC weekly traffic report for April 12th to 18th. Reduced load restrictions will temporarily come to an end in Kingston as of April 15th. Heavy trucks and loads will not be restricted on city roads until further notice. LaSalle Causeway. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway will be fully closed to motorists, cyclists, and pedestrians until further notice. In road closures to look out for, University Avenue, Union to Earl is still closed until May 29th for the Queens JDUC project. 7th Avenue, Alfred Street to Hillcrest Avenue is closed from April 9th to May 4th for sanitary sewer system replacement. Road will be open to local traffic. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court Avenue to 7th Avenue is closed from April 2nd to May 31st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is now underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building and will include efforts such as routine structural maintenance, repainting, replacing of waterproofing materials, and upgrades to the building's mechanical and electrical systems. The work is planned to conclude in late December of this year. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking for the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chan Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays, Queen Street, Montreal Street to Sydenham Street expect an eastbound lane closure until May 15th. Detours will be in place for the duration of the closure. Princess Street, Bay Ridge Drive to Collins Bay Road expect delays from April 8th to 30th while contractors are completing construction restoration work in that area. Bay Ridge Drive, Woodbine Road to Cataract Way Woods Drive expect delays from April 15th to 30th while contractors are completing construction restoration work in that area. That wraps up your weekly CFRC traffic report. Next up is your events and concerts calendar for this week. And now it's time for the CFRC Community Concerts and Events Calendar for April 15th to 21st. Have an event you'd like covered on our website and news programming? Contact us via cfrc.ca today. Tonight on April 15th at 7 p.m. at Daft, play four or more rounds of music trivia. Host Bon Evans will lead the evening and will be asking questions and playing clips, showing pictures, and really anything that fits into the world of music. Test your musical knowledge as a solo attendee or as a team and see if you can earn the most points. Winning team walks away with bragging rights and a $50 gift card. There will also be trivia at Brass at 8 p.m. tonight in teams of four. Come early and bring three of your smartest friends. Free and 19 plus only. Tomorrow on April 16th, 18th, and 20th, the Kingston Public Market will be held at Springer Market Square, 216 Ontario Street, featuring local vendors. The market will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and will be open every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday until late fall. To view a full list of vendors, you can visit kingstonpublicmarket.ca/vendors. On April 17th and every Wednesday, Peace and Quiet at the Spire will take place between 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. You are welcome to experience the peace and quiet of the historical sanctuary of the Spire during a time of silent meditation and contemplation. Come and go anytime within those hours. Enter through the main doors at 82 Sydenham Street. Proof of vaccination and masks are required. All are welcome. On Wednesday night, also be sure to book a table at Shea Piggy, Mango, or River Mill for dinner to support Trellis HIV and community care, with 25% of proceeds going towards the organization throughout the evening. Head to Daft for trivia at 7 p.m. on April 17th. Come early and prepare for a great night of beers and trivia. $100 of prizes to be won. On April 18th, participate in a large painting workshop at 77 Princess Street on the second floor. Expand your creativity and explore scale in this large painting workshop guided by Sasha Jimenez French. Embrace the opportunity to craft a large-scale painting tailored for your space, whether you're flying solo or collaborating with friends. All materials are provided, ensuring you have everything you need to bring your vision to life. Feel free to bring along your favorite snacks to fuel your creativity throughout the workshop. And for your convenience, paintings can be left to dry at the studio, ready to be picked up at a later date, allowing you to focus solely on the joy of creation. Remember to bring any reference materials or sources of inspiration for your piece. Additionally, if you have specific space in mind for your artwork, please bring a photo to help tailor your creation to perfection. Once again, this event is on April 18th at 6 p.m. at 77 Princess Street on the second floor. You can register at birdgirlarts.com. Also on April 18th at 8 p.m., be sure to visit Musiki to see Sarah Segal Lazar live. Pull on your rhinestone boots and zip up your moto jacket, because the femme fatale of folk is coming to Kingston. Her performance at Musiki is part of her 401 Plus tour. Admission is by donation. If you're looking for some live music on April 19th, be sure to visit Chris Jackson live at Blue Martini. He'll be starting at 6:30 p.m. and playing until 9:30 p.m. You never know who will join Chris on stage, but be prepared to be entertained as he delivers some amazing rock and classic rock favorites. Come early to snag your seat and warm up for the show. This Saturday, April 20th at Slush Puppy Place is the second annual Kingston Beer and Taco Festival presented by Cowbell Brewing Company and in collaboration with Very Hot Sauce. The Beer and Taco Festival is a 19-plus event with cash only. The event takes place over the entire day in two sessions. If you don't like beer, there are plenty of non-beer options like cider or spirits. Session 1 will be from 1 to 5 p.m. and Session 2 will be from 5 to 10 p.m. on Saturday. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.ca under iHeartBeer. Finally, on April 21st, are you a trans, non-binary, genderqueer, genderfluid, or any other non-cisgender person who wants a safer space to swim and to meet other students and the wider trans community members? Head over to the Athletics and Recreation Center at 283 Earl Street on April 21st at 2:30 p.m. for a solidarity swim. Swimmers will meet at the Arc Earl Street entrance at 2:20 p.m. This event is free and open to the wider Kingston community. For more information and to register, you can visit gogalesgo.com. This has been Christina with your weekly event and concerts calendar for April 15th to 21st. Wishing you all a great week. Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and the Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.